各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上跟大家来查考上西乃山，站在神面前。
Tonight I would like to share the topic standing before God on the Mount of Sinai.
这是要根据我们读经进度所查考的出埃及记。
Is with our Bible reading of the book of Exodus.
那我们在读出埃及记的时候呢，会读到摩西上山。
When we're studying the book of Exodus, we'll study about Moses climbing up to the mountain.
摩西在他一生当中啊，上过许多山。
In Moses' life, he has climbed numerous mountains.
那有好多次他神要他上山。
Many times God has asked Moses to go up to the mountain.
就好像他一开始的时候到了何烈山，在那个米甸旷野，他到何烈山在那牧羊，神就叫他。
Just like in the beginning when Moses was in the mountain of Horeb, God called out to him.
那时候开始摩西就要承担神所给他的重任，要去带领以色列人出埃及。
And at that time, Moses has carried out the task given by God to lead Israelites out of Egypt.
然后到了他们出了埃及之后，到旷野，出埃及记十七章记载他们上了另外一座山了。
And after Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness, in Exodus chapter 17, it records another mountain that they went up to.
在利非定那个山上。
Is the mountain in Rephidim.
那个是在打战的时候，神要他去站在那上面的。
It was during a battle when God asked Moses to go to stand on top of the mountain of Rephidim.
然后等到他们旷野旅程继续进行到来到西乃山下的时候。
And as they continue on their journey in the wilderness, they came to the foot of the mountain of Sinai.
然后到了西乃山呢，这个登这个西乃山就是摩西上过最多次的时候了。
And the mountain of Sinai is one of the mountains that Moses went on the most times.
而且他的经历是最特殊的。
And his experience is very unique.
在这个山上他还是停留最久的。
And he has also stayed the longest on the top of this mountain.
这是为什么今天在他们旅游景点里面圣地之旅啊，那个西乃山一定会去。
This is one of the reasons why the tourist is one of the main tourist spots, which is Mount Sinai.
那这个西乃山上发生了很多很多重要的事情是今天我们要学习的。
On top of Mount Sinai, many important events has occurred, and is what we'll learn today.
我们在读从出埃及记十九章开始呢，就看到神就从山上叫摩西啊。
Beginning on Exodus 19, we can see that God has called out to Moses.
然后呢，我们说一直看到第三十四章呢，就看到很多次，好像摩西上山又下山这样。
And up to Exodus 34, we'll see numerous times that Moses went up and down from the mountain.
然后到了三十四章之后，基本上等到摩西从西乃山下来的时候，带了两块法板，那之后好像他就不再上西乃山上去了，因为他们之后旅程就要继续往前走了。
And after Exodus 34, after Moses has brought down the two stones containing the commandments down from the mountain, they continue on their way. It has not mounted Mount Sinai again.
那我们现在就从出埃及十九章开始来看看摩西到底几次上过西乃山。
And we'll begin by starting to read from Exodus 19 and see how many times has Moses went up the mountain of Sinai.
然后他上西乃山带给我们什么样的教训？
And what teachings has he brought down for us?
摩西到西乃山上经历了什么样的改变？
And what kind of changes and transformations has Moses experienced on Mount Sinai?
现在看出埃及记十九章第三节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 19 verse 3.
第三节这里我们从第二节读哈。
We'll begin reading verse 2.
他们离了利非定，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。
For they have departed from Rephidim and has come to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness.
第三节说，摩西到神那里，神从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，小于以色列人说。”
And verse 3 it says, Moses went up to God, and the Lord told him, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel.
那是第三节这里说摩西上到神那里去，应该是在山上，因为神从山上叫他的。
And in verse 3 it says Moses went up to God, which meant he went up to the mountain because that's where the Lord called him.
那现在这个就是第一次摩西上在这个西乃的旷野地方第一次上山到神那里去的。
And this is the first time Moses has climbed up and went up Mount Sinai.
在这里神告诉摩西说你要向以色列人这样讲他们的身份他们是谁。
And here Lord said to Moses that you have to tell the children of Israelites of their status.
就是从第四节到第六节这是一个很重要的宣告。
And it's a very important proclamation from verse 4 to verse 6.
神要摩西说你要让以色列百姓都知道他们从此以后要听我的话遵守我的约。
That the Israelites should know that they need to obey my voice and keep my covenant.
他们要在万民当中做属我的子民呢。
And that they should be his nation and his children.
然后呢 第六节说他们要归我做祭司的国度圣洁的国民。
And that they should be the kingdom of priests and the holy nation.
那这个就是神让以色列百姓这一群他带出来这些人知道他们是谁啊。
So Moses told the Israelites and let them know their stat, who they exactly are.
那所以现在摩西领受了神这个吩咐以后接下来第七节摩西就去招了民间的长老来就把神的话都在他们面前陈明了。
And afterwards in verse 7, Moses came and called for the people and told them the words of the Lord.
然后百姓他们当然就同声回答说神所说的我们都要听我们都要遵守。
And verse 8, all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do.
然后第八节的后面那里摩西就把百姓的话就回复神了。And
the latter part of verse 8, Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord.
然后你看到第九节的地方啊。
In verse 9,
那神就对摩西说我要在密云当中临到你那里哦。
Lord said to Moses, Behold, I come to you in a thick cloud.
然后你看第十节。
And verse 10,
神就对摩西说你要往百姓那里去叫他们今天明天自洁叫他们洗衣服啊。
And the Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow let them wash their clothes.
第三天我就要在百姓眼前降临在西乃山上了。
Because on the third day, the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.
其实神本那时候应该就在西乃山上，从那边叫摩西上山的。
At that time, God is already at Mount Sinai. That's where He called out to Moses.
但是现在看起来，神再次跟摩西说的时候，应该是神又叫摩西上去了。
And here, when Lord told Moses, it seems like He asked Moses to go up to the mountain again.
这一次跟他讲的信息是要叫百姓准备洁净他们自己，包括要洗衣服。
And the message this time is to tell the people to consecrate themselves and wash their clothes.
神要在他们的眼前，在众百姓眼前，很明显的降临在西乃山上，让他们看见。
Because here, Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.
然后神特别跟摩西说，你要把那个山画一个界限，让他们不可以。 越过来。
And here, the Lord specifically instructed Moses to set a boundary so that people would not cross there.
所以呢，如果不遵守这个规定的，越过来的，就要把他治死。
And those who do not obey this command will surely be put to death.
然后呢，那个活着的人不能够去摸这些会被打死的人。
And those who are alive should not touch those who has already been stoned or shot with an arrow.
也就是说，他们当时候，他们这件事情对神来说是很严肃的事。
So we can
神吩咐的那个界限呢？
So we can see that this commandment is very important to God.
所以你看到第十四节啊。
So if we read verse 14.
结果摩西就下山往百姓那里去，叫他们自洁，他们就洗衣服了。
And here Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people and they washed their clothes.
那表示说，第九节开始，神告诉摩西这件事情，一定是要先叫他上山，不然摩西不会下山呢。
So from verse 19, Moses must have went up to the mountain again, or else he wouldn't have came down from the mountain.
那神特别跟摩西这样子吩咐，要他们洁净自己，百姓洁净自己，神才要在他们眼前降临，是有意义的。
And the reason why Lord told Moses to tell the people to sanctify themselves, there is a reason.
因为这个神啊，这个全能的神是至圣、至伟大的神，是 圣洁的神了。
Because this God that we worship is omnipotent and a very pure God.
那所以人要见神呢、啊，神要在人面前显现的时候，人一定要洁净。
So for us to meet the Lord, we must be sanctified and pure.
那神要摩西特别这样讲，而且是要，而且要在百姓面前降临在西乃山上，目的在哪里呢
？So what was the purpose for God to tell Moses that He will descend to the top of the mountain for the people?
在神在百姓眼前哦。
In the sight of the people.
我们看第二十章。
Let's read verse chapter 20.
第二十章的二十节。
Verse 20, chapter 20, verse 20.
摩西对百姓说不要惧怕因为神降临是要试验你们叫你们时常敬畏他不致犯罪。
And Moses said to the people, do not fear for God has come to test you and that his fear may be before you so that you may not sin.
神在百姓眼前降临是要让这些百姓他们知道要敬畏神神是可畏的。
The Lord descended in the sight of the people is because he wanted people to fear him and that so that they may not sin.
如果他们知道神是可敬畏的，他们就不敢犯罪。
If they know that God is someone to respect, then they will not sin.
他们一定要怕神。
They must fear him.
所以，因为这个神是威严的。
Because this God is God with authority.
因为神降临的时候，真的是那个场景是对百姓来说是很恐怖的。
Because when God descends into the top of the mountain is a very scary thing, a fearful thing for the people.
那所以现在是，所以这个是第二次，神在还没有降临以前，就先叫摩西上去，然后下去跟百姓讲清楚，要准备自己。
So before God has descended down, He told Moses to instruct the people to consecrate themselves and to know that they must be pure.
来，我们现在看十九章的二十节，第十六节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 19, verse 16.
第十六节就是真的到第三天早上的时候山上就有雷锋闪电密云并且有脚声甚大营中的百姓尽都发战了。
And the third day in the morning there were thundering and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain.
然后呢那个摩西就率领百姓出营迎接神站在山下。
And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God.
因为当时候百姓他们是在山下扎营嘛。
And because the people were camping at the foot of the mountain.
那现在这个神降临这个景象一出现的时候，现在所有的百姓统统跑出来了，跑出来看了。
And the phenomenon of God descending down to the top of the mountain, everybody came out of their camp.
你看他们看到的是西乃全山冒烟呢。
And what they saw was that Mount Sinai has smoke and fire.
神在火中降临在山上。
That the Lord descended upon it in fire.
那个山哦，片山大大的震动。
And that the mountain quaked greatly.
那所以，在这个时候，那个脚声哦，渐渐的高又高。这个脚声应该是天使吹的，因为当时百姓他们也还没有脚啊。
And the blast of the trumpet sounded along with became louder and louder, and this trumpet must be sounded by angels because they did not carry trumpets. The Israelites did not.
这就是这个时候神降临的时候，这个就是连天上的天使他们都知道这个，所以整个是一个大事情啊。
So the event of Lord descending to the top of the mountain was a great event that even the angels came to participate.
第十九节，脚声渐渐地高而又高的时候，摩西就说话了，神有声音就答应他。
And as the trumpets became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice.
圣经这里没有记载说神那个摩西跟神说什么话。
Here in the Bible, it did not record what Moses has spoken to God.
但是不管摩西说什么，神都跟他对话。
But it doesn't matter what Moses has said; God and Moses were conversing.
如果我们弟兄姐妹你是当时候在山脚下的人呐、啊，如果是这样子的时候，你会想要跟神说什么？
If our brothers and sisters, if we were the people at the foot of the mountain, what would we have said to Jesus, to God?
你自己想想看嘛，你如果看这种情形，你会跟神说什么
？Think about it. At this type of event, what would you have said to the Lord?
然后这个时候呢，他说神降临在山顶上，第二十节。
And verse 20 here it says that the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai.
然后神就召摩西上山顶，摩西就上去了。
And the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up.
表示说这也是第三次神叫他上山顶上去，因为他已经神已经在那边等他了。
So this is the third time that Moses went up to the top of the mountain.
那现在 这个上山就是一定一段的过程啊，是要走路，摩西是用走路上去的啦。
And to go up to the mountain, there is a process. Moses must climb up to the mountain.
不是像现在去那里观光的时候是骑骆驼上去了。
And it's not like right now at the tourist spot where you ride the camel to go up to the top.
那上去是要时间的。
And it takes time to go up.
而且摩西那时候已经80岁。
And at that time Moses is already 80.
然后呢，他现在上去以后，你看第21节。
And after he went up, let's read verse 21.
21节，神就跟摩西说：“你下去吩咐百姓，不要闯过来到我面前观看，恐怕他们有多人死亡。”
In verse 21, the Lord said to Moses, "Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the gates at the Lord, and many of them perish."
然后第22节说：“又要叫亲近我的祭司自洁，恐怕我忽然出来就击杀他们。”
In verse 22, also, let the priests who come near the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them.
神这样说是因为神真的是出于慈爱。
The Lord said these things to Moses is out of mercy and love.
有人说旧约的神很残忍呢，其实一点也不残忍。神旧约的神是很慈爱的。
Many people might say that the Lord in the Old Testament is very cruel. However, it's not true. He has full mercy and love.
你看他这里，他特别跟摩西在重申一次。
Here, as we can see here, he specially instructed Moses to tell the priests to consecrate themselves.
讲过一次，然后再下去吩咐百姓不要过来哦。
And after saying that once, Moses went down and told the people to not cross the boundary.
那因为哦，如果不洁净的话，神他说出来会击杀他们，是因为出于神是圣洁公义的神，没有洁净的人不可以接近神的。
And the reason why God wanted them to consecrate themselves is because God Himself is holy, so those who are unclean cannot be near the Lord.
那如果不自洁啊，不知道这个界限呢、啊，自己要闯进来一定死。
And those who do not know about this boundary or this line, those who come near the Lord will surely perish.
那结果23节，摩西就跟神说，百姓不会上去，因为哈、哦，你已经吩咐我们这样讲了。而且他们也知道了。
And verse 23, Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, 'Set bounds around the mountains and consecrate it.'"
我们知道，百姓都知道，现在这个山这个范围都是圣的啦。哦，你已经叫这个山成圣了。
The people now know that the bounds around the mountain has already been pure and consecrated.
第24节，神跟摩西说：“啊，下去了，下去，下去吧。”
And here in verse 24, the Lord said to Moses to go down.
你跟亚伦一同上来了。
And come up with Aaron.
下一次就是跟亚伦上来了。
The next time you come up, make sure you bring Aaron.
啊，其他人都不可以。
But not any, and no one else.
然后第二十五节，这个摩西就下到百姓那里来了。
So in verse 24, Moses went down to the people and spoke to them.
就告诉他们说，这个神在现在的山上，这个范围要注意哦，不要超过哦。
And told them that the Lord is now on the top of the mountain, so be careful about the boundary.
这是第三次摩西被召上山。
And this is the third time that Moses went up to the mountain.
然后接下来，现在下去，现在要上去的时候，一定要带亚伦嘛。
And the next time that Moses went up, he must have brought Aaron.
因为神已经这样讲了，第二十四节说：“你现在下去，你跟亚伦上来啊。”
Because the Lord already told Moses that when you come up, make sure you bring Aaron with you.
好，现在看出埃及记第24章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
24章，这个就第四次，摩西跟亚伦还有其他人上山去见神。
In Exodus chapter 24, this is the fourth time where Moses went up to the mountain with Aaron and others.
那现在出埃及记的20章开始，21、20、21、22、23这四章呢？就先交代了神的诫命跟神吩咐的社会生活的法则。
In chapter 20 to 23, in Exodus chapter 20 and 23, it talks about the commandments and the laws of God.
所以你看，讲完诫命之后，神所吩咐的都是他们在一起生活的时候应该要注意的现象，应该注意的事项。
And these law and commandments, God warned what kind of manners they should have when they live on this earth.
这是神的命令，神的吩咐。
And this is God's command and His commandment.
那至于是神什么时候说的，应该是上摩西第五次上山之后，摩西上山到 山上四十昼夜的时候神说的了。
And these must have been said during the fifth time that Moses went up to the mountain when he stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights.
现在我们都还没有看到这个住在那边四十昼夜这一次哦，还没有。
And we have not yet seen this the 40 days and 40 nights of Moses dwelling in the mountain of Sinai.
我们现在看二十四章的第一节。
Let's read.Exodus chapter 24 verse 1.
那这个就第四次神叫摩西上山了。
This is the fourth time that God told Moses to go up to the mountain.
神对摩西说，你跟亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的七十人都要上到我这里来，远远地下拜。
God told Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel.
好，所以这一次就是跟亚伦有了，有亚伦就有份哦。
And this time Moses brought Aaron.
还有拿达亚比户是亚伦的两个儿子。
And also Nadab and Abihu who are the sons of Aaron.
再另外找了七十个长老上到神那边去。
Along with 70 elders went up to the Lord.
他们这些人都只能够远远的下拜了。
But these people can only worship from afar.
第二节说只有你可以亲近神，他们却不可以亲近。
In verse 2, the Lord says, Moses alone shall come near me.And not anybody else.
也就是说，神要把他的话语单单的向摩西传达。
So here, God only wants to tell, only wants to give His words to Moses.
神跟摩西讲了很多话了。
The Lord already told much things to Moses.
那这些话是什么话呢？
And what did the Lord tell Moses?
因为他现在神叫摩西上山去亲近他，一定有目的的啦。
And there must be a purpose for God to tell Moses to come up.
不知道是不是是第二十一章到二十三章那些命令，也不一定啊。
It could be the commandments from chapter 21 to 23.
那现在这一些，因为现在这些人上去，然后呢，神单独叫摩西说：“你可以更亲近我。”其他人是在远处哦。
Now Moses had brought these people up. Only Moses could come close to God, but other people have to worship from afar.
好，之后他们就下山了。
And after this, they went down the mountain.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
现在摩西下山，就把神的命令典章都述说给百姓听。
And when Moses went down the mountain, he told all the words of the Lord and the judgments to the people.
然后，当然百姓听了之后，再一次的说，神所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said, we will do.
那是十九章第八节也曾经讲过的，百姓他们也讲过一次的。
And in Exodus chapter 19 verse 8, they also said is the same thing.
那现在摩西现在第四次他下山来以后啊，他不但把命令讲一次之后，还要把它写下。
And the fourth time when Moses went down from the mountain, he not only told the commandments, but he also recorded it.
他把它记录下来之后，他说：“清早起来，马上就筑坛，然后立柱子，然后献祭。”
He wrote down the words of the Lord, and in the morning he built an altar and set pillars and offered.
然后献祭之后，就把那个血呢，一半撒在坛上，一半撒在百姓的身上。
And after the offering and sacrifice, he took half of the blood and put it in the basin, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
那这个就是神跟百姓立约。
And this is a covenant that was made between the people and God.
神的这些命令典章，百姓他们既然说都要遵行，神是都听进去的。
And the people have said that they will be obedient and do the commandment of the Lord, and that is a covenant between them and God.
所以我们今天在神面前所立下的志向，一定是要去做的。
So whatever we have made, whatever covenant we have made with God, we must do them.
如果没有去做，神都记住了啦，绝对跑不掉的。
And if we do not know them, if we do not do them, God will remember and we cannot escape.
我们今天有人在困难的时候会跟神许愿哦，神能够帮助我的时候，我就要怎样怎样。
At times of trouble, people will ask God for help.
但是很多有一些时候，有些人等到这困难解决哦，这个把跟神讲的这个意愿忘记了。
But after we pass through the time of difficulty, most people will forget about what covenant we made with God.
那忘记之后，那个后面呢，神一定会追讨。
And even though it's forgotten, God will still remember and still ask you to uphold it.
因为神是轻慢不得，因为神他知道我们的心思意念，他知道我们讲的话。
Because Lord knows what our thoughts in our heart.
你看这一次其实神并没有叫摩西说你一定要怎样做哦。
Because here, the Lord did not tell Moses to do do these things so specifically.
因为现在摩西只是下山把神的命令跟百姓讲完以后。
Because Moses just came down from the mountain and told the people the words of the Lord.
百姓就说了，我们现在神所说的，我们都必遵行了。
And here the people said once again, all the words which the Lord has said, we will do.
那个时候你看摩西清早起来马上筑坛献祭立约杀牛杀羊。
And here we can see that Moses woke up in the early morning to build an altar and to offer to the Lord.
那这个是讲的话就要算数了。
Because the words spoken by these people must be counted.
这是第一次在西乃山下百姓跟神立约。
And this is the first time that the people made a covenant with the Lord in the foot of the Mount Sinai.
这是西乃之约。
And this is a covenant of Mount Sinai.
那这一次很重要了。
So this time it was very important.
因为现在他们立完跟神立约之后，他们跟神就有关系了。
Because after they have made this covenant with the Lord, they have this relationship with the Lord.
然后呢，当然，接下来第二十四章的第八节。
In chapter 24, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户，并以色列长老中的七神都上了山。
And here Moses went up to the mountain, also with Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 elders of the Israel.
这里看起来他们又再一次上山去了。
And here it seems like they went up to the mountain once again.
从第十节开始，他们就说：“你看这些人呢、啊，他们现在在神面前呢，看见以色列的神呢、啊。”
And here these people saw the God of Israel.
那他看到了神的荣耀。
And he saw his glory.
脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。
And as feet there were a paved work of sapphire stones.
第十一节说，他的手，就是神的手，不加害在以色列的尊者身上。他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
And in verse 11 it says, the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand, so he saw God, and they ate and drank.
你看，他们在这里，应该是。第五次摩西亚伦摩西上山了。
This should be the fifth time that Moses went up to the mount.
因为这次他们是在神的山上又吃又喝。
Because here they ate and drank on the mountain.
那这个就是跟神一个很亲密的团契的时间呢。
And this shows a very close relationship that they have with God.
在他们旷野的旅程当中，这一次是最平安的时候。
And out of all the different.And out of all the events in the wilderness, this is one of the most peaceful times.
神就好像他们的那个，神就好像请他们当主人哦，请他们吃喝这样子。
And God offered them drinks and food, and treated them like owners.
那他们在那里哦，真的很享受啊。
And they have great pleasures there.
然后呢，看起来在那里吃喝完之后，应该就要下山的了。
And after drinking and eating, they should go down to the mount, go down to the foot of the mountain.
他们不会一直在留在上面的。
They will not dwell inside the mountain forever.
因为在这里，在山上的时候，他们就看见了，他们观看神，就看见神的荣耀。
Because on the mountain, they could see the glory of God.
然后他们之后下山，他们之后应该就下山。
And after this, they went down to the foot of the mountain.
然后到第十二节的地方。
And verse 12.
第十二节，神对摩西说：“你上山到我这里来，住在这里。我要将石板，并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。”
In verse 12, the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and be there. I will give you tablets of stone, the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them."
那这一次神叫他上山，跟前面九节到第十一节应该是不一样。
And here, the Lord told Moses to go up to the mountain again, which is different from the incident in verse 9 to 11.
为什么这样呢?
Why is that?
我们现在看因为现在第13节，摩西就跟约书亚上去了，上神的山了。
In verse 13, Moses arose with his assistant Joshua and went up the mountain.
所以这一次是带约书亚上去。
And this time Moses brought Joshua.
然后第14节。
And verse 14.
摩西对长老说：“你们在这里等着啊，等到我们再回来，有亚伦、户珥与你们同在，凡有赠送的都可以就近他们去。”
And here Moses told the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you. If If any man has a difficulty, let him go to him.
因为当摩西跟约书亚上山的时候，亚伦跟户珥留在百姓那里。
When Moses and Joshua went up the mountain, Aaron and Hur stayed down on the foot of the mountain.
户珥他并没有跟着摩西跟亚伦上山，他没有。
Hur did not go up to the mountain with Moses and Joshua.
所以第十四节这里的这件事件跟前面九节到第十一节是不一样的。
So in the event here in verse 14 is different from the event in verse 9 to 11.
所以从第十二节开始到第十八节二十四章的这一段呢，就是摩西第六次上山了。
So from verse 12 on, that's the sixth time that Moses went up to the Mount of Sinai.
那这一次是带着约书亚上去，他们就应该是双手空空的上去的啦。
And here Moses brought Joshua up to the mountain carrying nothing in their hand.
因为神说你现在上来住在这里，我要把石板赐给你嘛。
Because God said, "Come up here and live with me, and I shall give you the tablets of commandment."
然后下山的时候，应该就是扛着滑板下来。
And when they come on the way descending down to the down from the mountain, they must be carrying these tablets of commandment.
好，接着到第二十四章第十五节。
Verse 15.
摩西就上山了，有云彩就把山遮盖。
And Moses went up into the mountain, and cloud covered the mountain.
神的荣耀就停在西乃山，云彩遮盖山六天，第七天他从云中召摩西。
And the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses.
第十七节说，神的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前，形状如烈火。
And 17 says, the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel.
18节，摩西就进入云中上山，在山上40昼夜了。
In verse 18, so Moses went up into the midst of the cloud and went up to the mountain and stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights.
这第六次上山就是在山上住40昼夜。
And the sixth time that Moses went up to the mountain, he dwelt there for 40 days and 40 nights.
这40昼夜里面，神把诫命法版以及他的律法都告诉摩西。
And during this time, God gave him the law, commandments, and word that's written on the tablets of stone.
那后来摩西就下山了。
And then Moses went down to the mountain. Went down from the mountain.
现在看第三十二章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 32.
三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32.
那摩西下山是神告诉他下去了，你下去，现在百姓已经败坏了。
The reason why Moses went down from the mountain is because God told him to go down, for the people are corrupt.
第七节，神吩咐摩西说：“你下去吧，因为你的百姓啊，就是从你从埃及地领出来的，已经败坏了。”
In verse 7 it says, "Go get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves."
因为山下发生的事情，摩西不知道，神知道了。
Because Moses did not know what was happening on the foot of the mountain, but the Lord does.
好，第十五节。
Verse 15.
摩西就转身下山，手里就拿着两块法板，这板是两面写的，这面那面都有字。
And verse 15, Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of testimonies were in his hand. The tablets were written both sides, on one side and the other they were written.
十六节说，特别强调这是神的工作，字是神写的，刻在板上的。
And verse 16, specifically emphasized that these were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God.
那等到摩西下山看到百姓拜这个金牛犊的时候，就气坏了。
And when Moses descended down the mountain and saw that they were worshipping this golden calf, he was very angry.
所以第十九节就摩西要看见就发烈怒，就把两块板呢扔在山下摔碎了。
So in verse 19, because of his anger, he cast the tablets from his hand and broke them at the foot of the mountain.
这个时候，这个神好不容易将他带下来的法板就碎了。
And these two tablets that he brought down from the mountain were broken.
那这个板子是神特别写的，怎么可以让它破掉呢？
And these two tablets were written by God. How can Moses just break them like that?
但是因为摩西实在太气了。
But it's because Moses was very angry.
好了，然后现在气归气了之后这个法板还是要有，所以第三十四章。
So even though Moses was angry, we still need the commandments the commandments on the tablet. So in chapter 34,
第七次, 神叫摩西上西乃山,
Moses ascended up to Mount Sinai for the seventh time.
第一节, 神吩咐摩西说, 你要凿出两块石板和先前你摔碎的那板一样, 其上的字,
and chapter 34 verse 1, Lord said to Moses, cut two tablets of stone like the first ones and will write on these tablets the words that were written in the first tablets which you broke.
明天早上你就要预备好了,
and you must be ready in the morning.
上西乃山, 在山顶上,
and come up to Mount Sinai and present yourself to me there.
第三节说,
verse 3, it says, no man shall come up with you.
然后第四节, 摩西就凿出两块石板跟先前一样。
And verse 4 says that Moses cut two tablets of stone like the first ones.
清早起来就照神所吩咐的上西乃山去, 手里拿着两块石板。
And he rose early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded.
所以第七次上山,
so this is the seventh time that Moses ascended the mountain.
摩西单独上去,
and he went on there by himself.
这次上山比较辛苦了,
it was more difficult.
要扛两块石板。
Because he had to carry two stone tablets.
就是生气的代价,
and this is the result of his anger.
然后, 而且呢, 时间很紧迫, 神今天跟他讲, 他说明天就要准备好, 马上就要上来。
And there was time constraint because God told him that by tomorrow morning you need two tablets of stone.
而且一定要去找到跟上次神 准备那两块都一样, 一模一样才可以,
and these stones must be just like the first ones.
你就想想看那个摩西他的压力有多大,
and we could try to imagine the pressure that Moses carried at that time.
但是毕竟摩西还是完成了,
however, Moses still accomplished.
就是摩西真的是非常很努力工作的人,
so from here we can see that Moses is very hardworking.
那这个就是摩西上西乃山的整个过程,
and these are the process that Moses of the total times that Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
第七次一样上山40昼夜,
and the seventh time Moses also stayed on the mountain for 40 days, 40 nights.
看34章的第28节,
let's turn to chapter 34, verse 28.
摩西在神那里40昼夜也不吃饭也不喝水, 神将这约的话, 就是十条诫, 写在两块板上。
28, he was there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water.
神亲自再写一次十诫,
and here the Lord wrote on the tablets,
叫摩西带下来,
and told Moses to bring it down.
那这一次, 第七次摩西下山的时候, 摩西就不一样, 他现在出来, 下来的时候是, 脸面发光,
and when Moses came down from the mountain, he was different. His face glowed.
那我们现在看了这, 摩西这个上西乃山这整个过程之后, 我们要来学习,
and we can learn from the process that Moses took here, ascending and descending from Mount Sinai.
这是摩西的历史, 经过的历史啊, 走过的路了。
This is the experiences and the history that Moses had endured through.
那我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹, 我们从这个过程当中要学什么?
And what can we learn from this?
我们绝对不是只是说, 哦, 我知道摩西几次上山而已。
Not just to take away, oh, I know how many times Moses has went up to the mountain.
那这样就是变成一个知识。
Because then it becomes a knowledge.
我们要知道摩西上山, 他这个过程当中, 神给他什么?
We need to know what did God give him during these times when Moses went up to the mountain.
这个从一开始神呼召他, 他神让他准备, 一直到他山上去所发生的事情, 对我们来说每一件都有意义的。
From the time when God called Moses to ascend to the mountain and the process of Moses achieving to the top of the mountain, every single process has a significance.
那我们现在要抓住最重要的部分。
And we need to grasp onto the most important part.
神叫摩西上西乃山上是要把他的话语让他知道。
The reason why God told Moses to ascend up to the top of the mountain is to tell him his words.
第一个, 神先告诉摩西说, 以色列百姓, 全体百姓, 他们的身份是什么?
First, the Lord told Moses the status of the Israelites.
他们的身份是神的祭司, 圣洁的国度。
That their status is the priest and God's holy nation.
他们是可以亲近神的人。
They're people that can't come close to God.
万民当中, 只有这一群人是神说, 你们可以到我面前来。
And out of all the nations in the world, they're the only ones that were chosen by God to come before him.
所以你看, 上山的时候, 上到山领受神的话语才知道我们的身份是跟人家不一样。
And only when Moses ascended to the top of the mountain, Well, he know that his status is different from others.
神如果是在山上,
if God is on the mountain,
我们现在要上山在神面前,
for us to climb up to the mountain,
那现在上山对我们来说是什么意思啊?
And what does it mean for us to climb up this mountain?
我们能够亲近神, 到神面前去的,
so that we could go draw closer to God and be in front of him.
我们什么时候我们在什么时候是可以亲近神?
And when can we draw closer to God?
今天对我们来说我们每一个弟兄姐妹在祷告的时候就是最容易亲近神的时候。
And this is when we're praying to him.
所以我们常常说上山代表我们真的灵修自己在祷告当中跟神亲近。
So we often compare ascending the mountain to prayer.
那我们上山以前神要摩西说要准备。
And before we ascend this mountain, we must prepare.
也就是要洁净自己。
We must sanctify ourselves.
所以我们现在要亲近神，我们一定要在神面前先认罪悔改。
So to draw more intimate to God, we must repent our sins to Him.
摩西上西乃山去领受神的话，神跟他说：“只有你可以来亲近神，我的话就要跟你讲。”
When Moses went up to Mount Sinai, God told him that only you can come closer to me.
所以神的话是对那个神呼召，所以神愿意让他亲近人显明的。
And the Lord only manifests himself to those who he called upon.
所以今天我们很多人在问说，我怎么知道神的话语，我怎么知道神的旨意。
So many people ask, how do I know God's commandments and his words?
其实今天如果我们常常上山去见神，我们就知道神的话了。
And we know by trying to draw closer to God and going up to that mountain.
我们就是要常常借着祷告来祈求神的话语、神的旨意对我们显明。
We must pray often to learn God's words and His wills.
我们借着祷告把神摆在我们面前。
Through prayer that we could stand in front of God.
我们看诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇第八节。
Psalm 16 verse 8.
诗篇十六篇第八节。
Psalm 16 verse 8.
我将神常常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
借着祷告，我们不但是来到神面前，其实我们也是把神摆在我面前。
Through prayer, we not only come in front of God, but we also place Him in front of us.
圣经说我们随时随地都可以祷告。
The Bible tells us that we could pray at any place at any time.
我们祷告的时候，如果真的是离开这个世界的一些喧嚷了、环境了，进到山上去，就进到神面前了。
When we pray, we leave the worldly things behind and come in front of God onto just like going onto the mountain.
就主耶稣说，把那个心门关上。
Just like Lord Jesus said, to close the door.
进到内室里面去跟天父说话。
To come to the inside to speak to the Lord.
那我们亲近神的时候，我们借着神的话语，我们在主耶稣基督里面。
When we draw closer to God, we will dwell in Lord Jesus.
我们来看一节圣经，约翰福音第十五章。
Let's turn to another verse, John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章
John chapter 15，
我们上山到神面前，借着祷告到神面前来，就是在主耶稣基督里面。
When we come in from the Lord to pray to Him, we are in Lord Jesus.
我们看十五章第七节
Chapter 15 verse 7，
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，把你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就了。
7. If you abide in me, my word abide in you. You will ask what you desire, and will be done for you.
我们常在主里面，在主耶稣里面，就是要连接在主耶稣基督的这个树干上。
And we often want to be part of the branch, want to be a branch in the Lord Jesus.
我们要跟主耶稣联系在一起。
We need to, be bound and abided by him, with him.
那这样子的话，神的话就在我们里面了。
So that the words of the Lord is within us.
那如果我们有神的话，又愿意遵守的话
，and we're willing to obey God's commandments.
那这样子，我们就是一个真正爱神的人。
Then we're someone who truly loves God.
那神的爱也会在我们里面。
And the love of God will be within us.
那当神的话在神的爱在我们里面的时候，他说神他说就要在跟我们显现。
And when the love of God is within us, then he will manifest himself to us.
看14章，约翰福音14章第21节。
Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 21.
14章21节。
John chapter 14, verse 21.
有了我的命令又遵守了，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
21, he who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
看第23节。
Verse 23.
主耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里与他同住。
Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me and he keeps my words, and my Father will love him, and will come to him and make our home with him.
24节说，不爱我的人就不遵守我的道，你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来者来自父的道。
24, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word you, which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
这里就让我们看到说呢，他说如果我们真的遵守，我们如果是爱神的，一定会遵守他的道理。
Here it says, if we're those who truly love God, then we will keep his commandments.
我们要到他那里与他同住。
We'll dwell with him.
你看神不是叫摩西上山去与他同住吗？
Didn't God ask Moses to climb to the mountain to dwell with him?
今天如果我们也是上到西乃山上去与神同住。
And today if we go up to Mount Sinai to live with God,
什么同住？
How can we live with him?
圣灵与我们同住。
Is by the Spirit.
所以圣灵要把神显现让我们明白。
Holy Spirit will show and manifest God to us so we may understand him.
所以今天我们要明白神的旨意，其实方法很简单。
So it's very easy for us to understand the will of God.
就是跪在神面前，像上西乃山去面见神一样。
Is to kneel in front of the God, to kneel in front of the Lord and climb Mount Sinai with the same mentality.
但是有时候一定会问说啊，祷告好久，他们还是不明白啊。
But many of us will say we pray for a long time, but I still don't understand God's will.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
问题在还没有上到山顶上去。
The problem dwells in the fact that you have not reached the top of the mountain.
表示说还在半路啊，继续祷告，祷告不够啊。
That you're still midway, that you still have to continue to pray because your prayer is not enough.
那表示有时候是因为我们还没有真的完去遵守神的命令。
And sometimes it might be due to the fact that we did not completely obey God's commandment.
我们如果没有遵守神的命令，表示说我们还不够爱神。
And if we do not completely obey God's commandment, that means we do not love God completely.
我们还不够爱神的时候，当然神对我们身上所显明的话语就有限了。
And if we do not love him, then the words that were shown to us by God will be limited.
这个就是从摩西上山的时候领受神的话语我们所看到的。
And this is what we can learn from Moses as he ascends the Mount Sinai.
然后现在神特别跟摩西说。
And here God specifically told Moses.
他说你现在上来，我把我的这个石板，我的诫命赐给你，你可以教训百姓。
That when you come up to Mount Sinai, I will give you these tablets of commandments so you could teach the people.
所以现在摩西上西乃山上去要领受神的话，是为了能够让百姓明白神的心意啊。
And one of the reasons that Moses went up to the top of the mountain is so he could teach the people about God's will.
你看神要对百姓说的话，神也可以直接从天上出声音跟每一个人讲，那每一个人都听到也可以啊。
And if God really And if God wants the people to know His commandments, He could just proclaim it to the world from heaven.
或者是神就让摩西在他原来的地方，然后呢，神直接出声音跟他说，也可以吧。
Or Moses could just stay stationary at the foot of the mountain, and God could just speak directly to him there.
但是为什么神就要摩西说，你上来，你上到山上来，我跟你说。
But how come? God instructed Moses specifically to come up to the top of the mountain.
这个步骤变得很复杂了。
It has made the steps more complicated.
要上山是要花时间花体力的。
Because in order to ascend up to the mountain, it takes physical strength and time.
但是神就是要他这样做，直接上山去，然后神跟他说完之后，来你下去跟百姓传达。
But the Lord specifically told Moses to come up to the mountain, receive the words, and then descend back down to tell the people.
你看我们今天，如果想想我们今天在教会里面做服事的人呢？
So today, if we think about those people who serve God in church,
如果我们在教会里面是当护者人的，
If we are council members,
我们如果是当中文教育的教员
，Are you teachers？
我们如果是在带领查经的领会人员
，Bible study leaders，
或者是即使是我们每一个做父母亲的要来教养我们的儿女的人
，Or parents who have children，
我们其实都是一样，像摩西扮演一个角色，把神的教训、神的话语传达给神要我们去传达的人知道吗
？We're just like Moses. We need to teach the message of God to other people.
也就是说，我们要先从神领受之后，才能够去告诉别人。
But we must receive the message from God first in order for us to pass it down to others.
所以我们要传达神的命令之前，神就是要我们先花时间体力祷告。
So before we could pass on this message, we must pray.
我们每个人一定要先上山祷告，领受神的话语之后，那有神的感动，接下来去传达神的这个信息，这样子百姓才会齐声说，神所说的我们都要听。
We must pray and go up to the mountain, receive the message from God, then be moved by God and spread the message to other people. Then it will.
那百姓他们就会。听到这些信息人就会说神所说的话我们都要听了
Then the people who heard the message will say we must obey God
所以今天我们每一个做圣工的人特别需要要花时间祷告
So all of us holy workers must spend time in prayer
包括我们做家长的我们 教养儿女、啊、
including the parents who has to teach their children
我们做家长一定有时候会觉得很有挫折感。
Many times as parents, we must feel very
frustrated. 就是这个讲的话，父母亲讲的话，孩子都不听。
That whatever that the parents say, the children do not listen.
有时候讲了好几次的，很多次，一再重复都没有用，孩子就是这样子。
It doesn't matter how many times repeated to the children, they do not listen.
那通常我们就会很生气啊，就会想说这个孩子都不听话。
Many times we become angry and we think these children are very disobedient.
其实问题出在哪里
？But where does the problem dwell?
问题其实出在我们父母亲的身上。
The problem lies within the parents.
因为我们在教训我们的儿女之前，我们没有用时间祷告。
Because before we instruct and discipline our children, we did not pray.
如果我们也是一样，像神叫摩西上山来到山上，从我面前领受话语下去讲的时候就有力了。
And if we're like Moses, who ascended up to the mountain and received the words of God, and then descended back down, then we'll have strength.
如果我们真的多花时间跪在神面前，祈求神把他的信息告诉我们。
If we spend more time in prayer asking for God of His message,
那这样子讲完之后，百姓我们所教导我们的孩子一定会同样的反应。
Then the people that we teach will have good results.
也一样像第十九章第八节，请看第十九章第八节出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19, verse 18.
十九章第八节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 8.
百姓都同声回答说：“凡神所说的，我们都要遵行。”
Then all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do."
看第二十四章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse 3.
摩西下山，将神的命令典章都述说给百姓听。众百姓齐声说：“神所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。”
So Moses came and told the people of all the words of the Lord and all the judgments, and the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do."
你看摩西他从神到神面前去领受的话语之后所讲的信息多有力啊。
So we can see great authority in the message that's spread by Moses after he descended down from the mountain.
因为他已经花时间花体力真的上到神面前去领受神的信息。
Because he has already spent time and also strength to go up to the Lord to receive this message.
我们做教员的要怎么让我们的学员可以听话真的在神里面。
And as teachers, how can we have our children listen to us?
花时间祷告。
Is to spend time in prayer.
我们领会的人要怎么样让我们的信息真的能够感动人
？And the sermon, the message leaders, the sermon leaders, how can we let our message touch others?
我们用时间体力祷告。
Is to spend more time in prayer.
直接从神领受神的信息。
is to receive the message directly from God.
而不是上网络去找一些其他有的没有的那个网络的资料。
And it's not to go on the internet to try to find information from there.
真的是用心的把我们的圣经，神给我们的信息，把它读清楚就好。
And to spend our strength in prayer and understand the message from God.
听到人也一样会说，神所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
So those who heard this will say the words of the Lord have.All the words which the Lord has said, we will do.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God guide us all.
今天晚上先查考到这里。
This concludes the sermon.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
411首。
411。
请坐。我们现在来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
像这首诗歌所说的，我们要进到那个美丽的祷告花园里。
Just as the psalm says that we need to enter into the beautiful garden of prayer.
其实也就像圣经所说的上山去。
That we must ascend up to the mountain.
在那里可以遇见神。
So that we may meet God there.
站在神面前。
So we may stand in front of God.
领受神的信息。
And receive His message.
那我们等一下唱的副歌呢，就是从这411首里面来的。
And the chorus in 411.
等一下祷告结束的时候要唱。
This is what we'll sing after prayer.
那我们现在来祷告，为教会一些圣工来代祷。
We'd like to pray for the holy works in the church.
那我们昨天刚刚结束这一年度的社经的灵会。
Yesterday we concluded this year's YASC.
接下来从六月份开始，一连串的学生灵会跟神训班呢就开始了。
And from June.In the month of summer,
and what? 很多的学生联会跟神训班呢，就一一的会起开。
Numerous church events will begin.
那我们要特别为这些属灵的圣会来祷告。
And we need to especially pray for these holy works.
那么祷告的时候，除了求神让这些学员呢，他们都能够领受从神来的信息之外，要为他们的健康祷告。
And in prayer, not only should we pray that they may receive the message from God, but also for their health.
如果我们有更多弟兄姐妹为这些事情来关心代祷的话，
and if we have more brothers and sisters who pray for these things,
那我们就不会再发生像去年所发生的这些孩子在学生灵会的时候生病的这些事件。
Then the sickness that happened in SSC will not occur.
因为如果我们有更多人在代祷，我们有更多准备，特别在祷告上。
And if we have more preparation and more prayer,
我相信神的恩典一定够用。
I'm sure that the grace of God will be enough.
我们每一个学员，他们一定能够得到属灵的造就，而且呢，在这段期间一定非常享受在主灵的团契。
So that all the students may enjoy the seminar and also be edified spiritually.
就像这一次我们在这里的社经的年会呢，就是青年们也都是非常享受这三天在我们喜乐路教会所有的一个共同的时光。
Just like the 3 days that the youth spent here at YSC, they enjoyed it very much.
从他们所回馈的这些心得报告呢，发现他们觉得说这几天这里非常受造就。
And from their reflections and also.From the reflections, we know that they receive great edification here.
所以我们用同样的心情，同样的努力，在为接下来所举办的一些圣工来代祷。
So we should continue to pray for these holy works.
我们现在一起来祷告15分钟。
Now we're going to pray in one accord for 15 minutes.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。